Hey, Steph.
Good morning. We're going to start local with Sydney producer and singer-songwriter Rainbow Chan, who released her second album titled Pillar. In her own words, Pillar is an album about movement and change and about the lived and imagined experiences of diasporic communities. She's an artist who I think continuously pushes what pop and electronic music means. And with this titled track, she really challenged herself when it came to creating it and live looping the saxophone groove with a pedal instead of a laptop.
Cool.
You want to be bigger by all the cool stuff with money you've saved. Well, now that you're grown up, you long to be smaller, swallowed by
Rainbow Chan there with the title track of her album Pillar. She's taking the album on the road in August as well. If you're interested, you can head online to get tickets for that one.
Sweet. And what else do you have for me?
Got the Soft Cavalry. They're a new British duo made up of Rachel Goswell from Slowdive and her husband Steve Clark. Their self-titled debut album exists somewhere between shoegaze and synth pop, but a little warmer in texture and embellished with some chamber arrangements of strings and brass. Super melodic and timeless sounding with some pretty blissed out vocals to match. So let's take one from the Soft Cavalry. This is The Light That Shines on Everyone.
Wake up, love, our morning song sings different today. For the light that shines on everyone is coming our way. Your office blocks and close the doors. We're out for the day. There's not enough time to work it out. Don't you carry that weight. It's not yours to hold this pure and fleeting life. Slips away from
soothing. I like that one.
Soft Cavalry there with The Light That Shines on Everyone.
Sweet. All right. What else is there today?
We're going to end with Emma Rusak out of Melbourne, who had a bit of new music towards the end of last year with The Ocean Party's Lachlan Denton, but is back for her fifth solo album. It's titled Winter Blues, layered with incredibly subtle vocals. Each of these songs kind of float in a slightly somber reverie. It's a spacious record that's minimally arranged, centering around piano and acoustic guitar. And if you're feeling the winter blues, I reckon wrap your ears around Emma Rusak and you'll feel better off. So we'll end there, Emma Rusak and a song of hers called Horses, coming off the album Winter Blues.
Horses are my favourite thing. Thank you. if I could, but I can't make them stay. I'd ride them every day if I could.